Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shleishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Talmud Torah, the laws of learning Torah, where in this Perek we discuss what's called the crown of Torah, the who truly acquires Torah. As Rambam begins Halacha describing the greatness of learning Torah. B'Shleishi Kesarim Nichtur Yisrael, there were three crowns that the Jewish people are crowned with. Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, V'Keser Kuhuna, the crown of the Kuhuna, V'Keser Malchus, and the crown of royalty. Kesa Kuhuna, the crown of the Kuhuna, Zacha by Aaron. Aaron HaKohen merited, Shanemlik says in the Pasuk, in Mamidbar, Vahisa Loyal, it's going to be for him, or Zarah Harav, for his descendants after him, Bris Kuhuna Salem, a covenant for everlasting Kuhuna. That's just for the Kahana. Then you have Kesa Malchus, the crown of the kingdom, the royalty, Zacha by David, David HaMelech merited in it. Shanemlik says in the Pasuk, in Tilim, Zarah Loyalim Yeh, his descendants will forever be, Bekisa in his throne, Kashemesh Negdi, like the son opposite me, forever will be David HaMelech and his descendants. Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, Hare Munach, it's placed, Vo'emir, and it's standing, Umuchin, it's prepared, L'chol Yisrael, for every Jewish person. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, in the bottom, Torah Tzibo Lona Moshe. Moshe commanded to us the Torah, Moirosha Kehilas Yaakov. It's the inheritance of the assembly of the Jewish people. Kol Mishe Yirtze, whoever wants, Yavav Yitzel, could come and take it. Now, Shematem, maybe you're going to say, Shalisim HaKesach, maybe those other crowns, Gedol Mekeser Torah, greater than the crown of Torah. Hare Yomer, it says, a Pasuk, Mishli, Be Malachim Yimloichu. In me says the Torah, the kings are kings through me. V'reiznim Yechayku Tzedek, and the princes decree justice. Be Sarim Yisayrub, through me do the ministers rule. Lamata, you learn Shekeset Torah Gadol Mishneihem, that the crown of Torah is greater than the Kahanim, than the princes, than the kings. The crown of Torah is bigger than the other two crowns, and that's available for every single yid. Halacha Beis, Amar Chacham, the sages said, Mamzer Tamal Chacham. A Talmud Chacham who is an illegitimate child, was born from a forbidden union of his parents, is koydim l'koyin godla ama'aretz, is greater than the high priest who is an ignorant person. Shlomik says, a pasuk in Mishlei, yukarehi mipninim, referring to Torah, that is more precious than pearls. But pninim could be read, mikoyin godla, greater than the high priest, shenichnas lifnai v'lifnim, who goes within what's within, referring to the Kodesh HaKodeshim once a year into the holiest of holies, is Yukara is more precious Torah than Peninim, than the one who goes within what's within. Halacha Gimel. In the mitzvah b'chala mitzvah kulon, there is no mitzvah from all the mitzvahs, sheishkulo keneged tamat Torah, that's equivalent to that of learning Torah. El tamat Torah keneged kala mitzvah kulon, rather tamat Torah is equivalent to all the mitzvahs. Shatamah, maybe they maisa, because learning brings to action. Lefikr dhivra hatamah, kaim lamaisa b'chamokam. Learning comes before action in all situations. Halacha Dal. Someone had an opportunity to perform a mitzvah or to learn Torah. If it's possible the mitzvah to be done through others, lo yafzik tamudi, should not interrupt his learning. If it cannot be done through someone else, yasa mitzvah, he does the mitzvah, but the yafzol tamudi, then he goes back to his learning. Halacha hey, tchilas dinoi shel adam, the beginning of a person's judgment, eina nidin el al tamud, is only going to be first on his learning. And then he's going to be interrogated and asked and judged for all his other actions. Therefore the sages said, a person should always engage in learning Torah, whether for its sake, for as the ultimate pursuit in its own right, or even not for its own sake, meaning as a medium but some other purpose, let's say he wants to be called a Rebbe or some other thing. Because when one does it first, even not for its own sake, it ultimately leads, if he does in that way, he's not doing it to just provoke others, then that will ultimately bring for the sake of Torah itself. Halach above, the appropriate way to learn Torah. Someone's heart is being elevated to he wants to fulfill this mitzvah in the most appropriate way of learning Torah. And he wants to be crowned with the crown of Torah. Should not distract himself to any other thing. And he shouldn't entertain shiknet Torah that he'll acquire Torah. He wants to be wealthy, he wants to have fame, he wants to have all together with learning Torah. No. Kachi darker shal Torah, this is the path of Torah. Pas b'melech toichel, bread with salt he should eat. Uvayim b'mesuchat tishta, he should drink a small quantity of water. V'al ha'oretz tish, and sleep on the ground. V'chai tzar tichya, and live a life of difficult, of pain. Uvatoirah to'amil, and in Torah you toil. And it's not upon you to finish it, but and neither are you a free man to be idle from it. And if you increase Torah, you increase reward. and the reward is according to the pain of how difficult it is. That much. That's how much the reward is. Halacha Zayin. Now, Shem and Tamim, maybe a person is going to say, "Look, acha ekpetz mom until I gather money, you know, I have to provide, and then ekzav ekra, and I'll go back and I'll learn." You know, up until that I buy what I need, then and I'll be free from my business, then the Efzavekah, then I'll go back and I'll learn. If you're going to entertain such a thought on your consciousness, you will never merit to the crown of Torah forever. Rather, make your Torah the permanent, in your work to be the temporary. Don't say, when I'll have time, I'll learn, because maybe you'll never have time. It says in the Torah, it's not in heaven, it's not over the seas. What does that mean? When we say Torah is not in the heavens, it means it's not found by those arrogant who have their heads in the sky. Neither is it by those merchants who are traveling over the seas because they're busy with their business. Therefore, the sages said, not all those who are busy and increase their business do they become smart with Torah. But the sages commanded, have a mayit be'esik, diminish the amount of time that you work, and toil in Torah. Halacha test, the words of Torah compared to water. Shlomach says the pasuk in Yeshaya, hoy kol tamei, oh woe, those who are thirsty, l'chulamayim, go to the water, which the metaphor of thirst is for that spiritual, emotional, intellectual thirst. Go to Taira, which is compared to water. Lemelcha to tell you, why is Taira compared to water? Ma'amayim, just like water, ein meskansa memakom idrim, doesn't gather in an incline, in the slope of that which is higher. El neschal me'elav, rather it flows from down from it. Umeskabtsa memakom eshbarim, where does the water gather? Where do you have the most saturated areas of water? It's a place lower down where water gathers. Kach devir Taira. That's also the words of Taira. It's not found by the arrogant, not in the heart of those who are very hearty. It's those who are crushed, shval ruach, and low of spirit. That they gather to the dust of the feet of the sages. And they remove their lusts, and the delights of the timing, of the time, of the passing delights from his heart. And he does a little work every day, just enough to stay alive. If he wouldn't have what to eat, but the rest of his day and his nighttime, he toils in Torah. Now, however, it is important to learn Torah, but also have work. Whoever entertains, look, he'll toil in Torah. He's not going to do any work. He'll get provided from charity. He has desecrated God's name. He has disgraced the Torah, and he has extinguished the illumination of our faith. He's caused bad to himself. He's taken his life in the world to come. Why? Because it's forbidden to get personal pleasure from the words of Torah in this world. The sages said, whoever gets pleasure from the words of Torah, he takes his life from the world. Those are commanded, and they said, don't make Torah a crown to become great through that. Neither as like an axe to dig with, where you're taking, you're saying you're going to learn Torah, and people should support you and provide for you. You're using your Torah as a way to create parnasa. Those are commanded, and they said, love the work, and hate the rabbanos, the leadership position of being as a rav who is getting paid for this. Any Torah that doesn't have a profession with it, it's going to end up being in vain. And the cause of sin, and is that it's going to end up not working out and it's going to cause sin. At the end of this person, is going to end up plundering people. He's going to end up stealing from people. A person has to have a profession together with his rabbanus, with his being the Rav. Halacha Yudalef. Ma'ila gedolehi is a great level of mishum mespanis b'maasi yadav, someone who gets provided from his own handiwork. Umidas chasid m'rashayim, it was the attribute of the earlier pious ones. Ubezam with this zeichel l'chol kovet v'toy v'shabayil mazayil mabah, he merits all the honor and all the good that's in this world and the world to come. Shlomo says the pasuk in Tehillim, Yigia kapecha kiseichel, the toil of your palm is that you're going to eat, ashrecha v'toy v'lach, how fortunate are you and how good it is for you. What's these two terminologies? Ashrecha, how fortunate it is for you, bo'il mazeh, in this world. V'toiv loch, and it's good, the good for you is lo'il mabon, the world to come, shakulitev, which is all good. Halachi Beis, we're running the struggle of learning Torah. In divrei Torah miskaimim, the words of Torah are not maintained b'mishum rapa atzmalem, by someone that's a weak with them. V'loy be'elu shalom d'metech idun, not from those who learn from delight, d'metech echechilishtia, from eating and drinking. Ele b'mishum emes atzmalem, it's only by those who kill themselves over it. U'metzar guf v'tamad, he always puts his body in pain. V'loy yitin shenos le'inav, he doesn't give sleep to his eyes. U'la af apav tenuma, and for his eyelids to slumber. The sages said, "Derech Remes, no way, an illusion." The pasuk about Midbar says, "This is the law of Adam Kiyamas Ba'Oil, when the person dies in the tent." But the Remes to this is, you could read this, "Zois HaTeira." What's the Teira? Adam Kiyamas Ba'Oil. In a Teira Meskeimas, the Teira is not maintained. Ela b'mi shemeimas atzmai ba'olei achachma, only by someone who kills himself. Adam Kiyamas Ba'Oil and Ba'ol Chachma, the tent of wisdom, he kills himself. He gives up his physical life for this spiritual purpose. Chinam Shleimah b'Chachmas, the Sotah Shleimah says in his wisdom, Pasuk Mishli, Hisrapisa b'yom tzara, if you weaken in the day of difficulty, tzarkochecha, then your power is very narrow. Which means to say that a person has to be able to deal with the challenges when it comes to learning Torah. V'oidam ha'yosah said, Pasuk Kehelas, Av Chachmasi omdali, simple translation means, and also my wisdom has stood for me. But you could read it, Chachma Shalamati ba'af, the wisdom that I have learned in trying times, in times of fury. Af Chachmasi, he amdali, that's the wisdom that has stood for me. It's like we said, Lefum Tzara Agar V'aschala Fiyatzar. Amachacham, the sages said, Beris Krusa, there is a covenant that was made, Shkola Yugea B'teirasa B'vesek Nesu, whoever toils in his learning in a shul, it's not quick that he forgets his learning. V'chola Yugea B'tamud B'tzinu, whoever toils in his learning discreetly, Machkim, he becomes smart. Shnamek says the pasuk in Mishlei, "As tsenuam chachma, that with the discreet ones is wisdom." V'chol mashmiya koyle b'shas Talmud, whoever has his voice heard loud when he's learning, Talmud miskam yadayim, his learning is maintained in his hands. V'koyle b'lachas, but whoever whispers it, his learning b'meheru shecheach, it's very quick that he forgets his learning. Halacha Gimel continues regarding learning at night time. Afa pisha mitzvah limud by yom v'layla, although there's a mitzvah to learn by day and by night time. A person has not learned the majority of his wisdom, but at night time. If someone wants to merit to the crown of Torah, he should be careful with all his nights. Shouldn't waste even one of them with sleeping, and eating and drinking, and schmoozing and talking, and similar things. They should be filled with learning Torah and the words of wisdom. The sages said, you don't have the song of Torah, Ela Balayla, only at night time. Shemek says, Bazgan Eicha, Kumi Reini Balayla. Get up and sing at night time. Chaloisik Batorah Balayla, whoever engages in learning at night time, Chut Shel Chesed, a thread of kindness, Nimshach Lev Bayoyim, he finds favor in people's eyes, is spread over him throughout the day. Shemek says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yoimam Yitzav Hashem Chazdei, daytime Hashem commands his kindness, Uvalayla, and at night time, Shiroi Imi Tfilil El Kel Chayoy, sing with me a prayer to the living God. That's the rina of Torah, is by nighttime, and then you have God's chesed that's drawn over him during the daytime. Any house that you don't hear in it words of Torah at nighttime, a fire consumes it. Shemlek says in the pasuk in Eiv, kol choshech, all darkness, tum and letzvunav is hidden, is concealed for the hidden ones. Tochleyu eish is consumed by a fire that's loy nupach, that doesn't have to be blown. Which means to say that all night that's hidden, the hiddenness of the Torah, meaning that the words of Torah are not heard in that house because it's hidden, because of that, a fire of Gehenna, which doesn't need to be blown, is going to consume that house. Now regarding the sin of Bittul Torah and the end of being maintained if one learns Torah, the Pasuk says of Amidbar, Kidvar Hashem Baza, because the word of God, he's disgraced. This one doesn't pay any attention to learning the words of Torah at all. Also, anyone that has the ability to learn Torah and he doesn't, or someone that learned Chumash, learned Mishnayos, but a Paddish Lahab Le'olam, and then he goes and he separates to the vanities of time. And he left his learning and he's disgraced and he's forsaken it. He's included in the pasuk of disgracing the word of God. The sages said, whoever doesn't learn Torah in the state of wealth, and he's going to end up not learning in the state of poverty. Whereas whoever maintains his learning of Torah through poverty, he's going to end up being fulfilling it in the state of wealth. V'inyaz ha'mavoch b'furash ha'batar, it's explicit in the Torah. Harayimah, it says a pasuk in the bottom by the Teichacha. It says, Tachas asher lo yavatas Hashem lekecha. Because you didn't serve Hashem your God, b'simcha, with joy, b'tuvleivav, in the goodness of heart, meriv kol, in the abundance of when you had everything. And then it says, so therefore, v'avadat ha'sebecha, you're going to serve your enemy. So you see, when you didn't do me'isha, you end up doing it me'ini. On the other hand, it says Lavan Anoischa that Hashem was going to afflict you, meaning, and you're going to learn Torah Ma'ani. Oh, then you're going to be fulfilling it from wealth and from Rav Kol. It says Lehitivcha Bachrisecha to do good for you at the end. And if the person learns Ma'ani, he ends up being Mekayim in Ma'isha.